Hi, Cortland.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Cortland. You there?
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. How's your day so far?
You're calling me from what?
I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or politic campaigns. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to ask and get your opinion. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to ask you a set of questions, and I'll also provide you with the answers. That way it makes this whole process easier, okay?
Okay.
Do you or any member of your household work for radio or television station or newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on political campaigns?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party? Which one of those?
Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? These are your answers you can choose from. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote. Which one of those fits your criteria, sir?
I'm very likely to vote.
Okay. I'm going on to the next. What is your age range? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56, 65, 66, 75, or over 75, sir?
Over 75.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction or have then gotten off the wrong track?
I think they're going the right direction.
All right. The following, from the following, which sets of issues are most likely to you and your family rights, for your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, more issues like abortion protection to the right of unborn, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Which one of those are most important to you and your family right now?
I'd say it's public safety issues.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. People indicate if you have a, please indicate if you have a favorable and unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? I'm going to go down the list now. Mike Levine, are you very favorable? Mike
Say
Levine.
That again.
Mike Levine or Levine? L-E-V-I-N-E. Are you very favorable of him?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, so never heard of. That's also an answer, okay? What about Nam Cobb?
Never heard of him.
Okay. David Jordan.
I think favorable.
Okay, very favorable or somewhat somewhat favorable?
I'd just say favorable.
Okay. Bear with me here. Hey, what about Keith Farner?
Keith Farner. Don't know.
Don't know? Okay. Donald Trump.
Yeah, favorable.
Favorable, okay. And very favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I'd say very favorable.
Okay, what about 80 Owens?
Who?
80? Addie Owens?
I don't know.
Okay. Kerry Baker.
Don't know.
Okay, what about Mark Jordan?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, I'm very favorable towards him.
Very, okay. What about Anthony Sabatini?
Yeah, I'm favorable towards him.
Very or somewhat?
Just favorable.
Okay, perfect. So I have two options, very favorable or somewhat. Is it okay if I put somewhat favorable? So that's
yeah.
A little close. Okay. On to the next. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, from whom would you vote for? Non Cobb, Keith Farner, A.D. Owens, or Mike Levine? Or you're undecisive, you don't know.
Undecisive.
Okay. If you have no choice, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Non Cobb, Keith Farner, Eddie Owens, or Mike Levine? The same.
I can't answer that.
Okay, undecided. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Not changed much.
Okay. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? And help me out with this word. Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for average people. We need more bipartisanship in government, or bipartisanship can be held or be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
We need more bipartisanship.
More, okay. So we get more things done, and it's a good thing then, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just to make sure, sir. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I'm going to read you three. One, just bear with me. So Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has several mental declines and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should be prosecuted, Biden and his handlers, for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November, period.
I think he's too old and incapable of being president.
Okay, so let's see right here. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has several mental declines and is not capable of running the country, right?
Right.
Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake Country property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraisers Kerry Baker qualify as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of the collector tax Jordan, paid a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November elections for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position for Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or Mark Jordan, likely any other Republican in Lake County has a right to run for political offices. Had Kerry Baker just filed a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off and primary Republicans would have.
I don't know anything about that, and I'm tired. I'm through doing this. Thank you for calling.
We're almost done, sir. We're about 70% done. Me colgó el hijo de puta, mira. Espera, man.